Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show that talks about relationships and the issues that can happen when trying to start one, trying to get out of one, or currently in one. We also talk about real issues that are going on between sexes and how to change it around. Are you trying to find Mr. or Mrs. Right and keep ending up with the loser? Are you trying to figure out why things keep going wrong? If you say yes, then you're at the right place. And Nothing But the Truth, we're going to give you truthful advice that will help you get the relationship you want to be in and maintain it.
Thank you, Miss Lisa. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for doing the introduction for us. I am your host, Mr. Evan Brooks. Mr. AG, not with us today, or Mr. LaVon. Mr. LaVon will be back next week to talk about our issues of our show here. We did a great show last week. I thank everyone for tuning in, listening to the show. I appreciate it because we are going to deliver hardcore truth, just like we did before. I don't see nothing wrong with telling the truth. I think a lot of people sit there and deny the truth because they don't want it to happen. A lot of people gave us a little bit of flack about why black men date outside of race. But you have to understand where it's coming from this picture. Some people saying guys were bitter or whatnot. It's not people being bitter. It's how they want to live. The pursuit of happiness, like I said before from that last show. You're going to be happy. You don't want to be with no one that's keep arguing with you. You want to be with someone who's going to help you, nurture you. Gonna be on the same footing, basically. Not someone that's just gonna knock you down, take it where you're supposed to take it. You're a man, you're supposed to take it. It's not like that. It's not gonna be like that. Again, Mr. 910 should be in here shortly. Tonight's show is brought to you by Nothing But the Truth on iTunes. And how to reach that, just go to iTunes, subscribe to us. Called Nothing But the Truth. And you'll see the icon of the two couples holding each other in the shadows together. Another thing, if you do want to go directly to the site itself, we're on MySpace, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/NB_truth, or again, MySpace, www.myspace.com/NB_truth. Blog Talk Radio has it as www.blogtalkradio.com/NB_truth/B, where you can get the whole list of all the shows we have done over the number of years. And we've been doing this close to 2 years now, about to come up to it. And we're going to make sure that we keep pumping out more shows. We're going to make sure people get on the same level, make sure people understand where it's coming from when it comes with dealing with the truth. Because people want to tell people lies to make themselves feel better. But the whole thing is about relationship. You got to be real because at the end, it's you and that person. No one else, no other friends or whatnot. It's just you and the other person. So the whole thing is that we want you to wake up and enjoy yourself. But before we even start the show here, I'm going to go ahead and get something in your mind, get it going. And I hope that you understand where it's coming from. So hopefully you enjoy, and then I'm going to tell you what the show's about. Please hold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa.
are doing what they got to do to get that panache, or whatever you want to call it. lot of guys are using forms of manipulation. They're not real men, in my opinion, but you got a lot of so-called, I'm a man, I can do this, I can do that, to basically manipulate women. And a lot of women are falling for that crock of BS, basically. So the whole thing is that you don't want to get caught up in a situation like that. Now, I wrote a few notes here to get things situated, get it going. Now, you can comment this if you want to by just calling in. The number is 646-716-7911. And I believe Mr. 910 is on the air. Mr. 910, how are you doing?
Doing good. What's up?
Excellent. I'm doing excellent, man. You just came right in. And I was going to tell people why women lie to themselves in relationships. And, well, feel free to just stop me on anything. If you want to add comment, input, anything you want to. And this is for the guests as well, too, because I'm about to get into it. I wrote down a few notes. And I'm going to go ahead and start it off. Now, the real reason why women lie to themselves in a relationship is because they do not really want to know the truth. The truth hurts and is painful to a person who is truly blind by affection called love. What's your thoughts about that, Mr. 910?
Can you repeat that?
The truth really hurts females because it's painful and they don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
Some people don't want it. They just, most times they just be like, don't tell me the truth, you know, they don't want to know.
Yeah, that's the whole thing right there. Now, I was looking up some definitions and some terms and things about that, and the whole thing is what love is being described, because different types of love. The love I'm talking about is the love between a man and a woman, where they're romantically in love, you know, the whole situation, I'm in love with this person. A lot of people use that too much. You get what I'm saying? You ever hear that, Mr. 910? People say, I love this person. I love them. They only been with them for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I heard it plenty of times. Many a time.
Well, the definition of what love is right here. Love is something to be described as a strong sense of affection and attachment. A lot of people get attached to people. Now, it might not be because of what the person is. It's about probably what they can do for them in most of these cases. And that's part of the reason right there. Some of these women lie to themselves. Some of these people sit here and lie. They sit here and lie because they don't want that to happen. They're attached. It's, I love this person because he's the greatest person, but it might be that. They're saying it's because this person is a provider and he's giving them what they want as far as materialistic thing. And it comes back and hurts them in the long run right there. The whole thing is that it's really a matter of opinion with some of these females. And the whole thing I like to point out to you folks is this, that love... When you're talking to someone that you love someone, you really got to have communication. You really got to get to know a person interpersonally. That's the love that I'm talking about. You really got to make sure that if you're going to be with that person, that it's got to be going beyond the materialistic things. It's got to go beyond the fancy cars. It's got to go beyond the money that's coming in here. It's got to go beyond the popularity because all that stuff is going to go away sooner or later. It can possibly leave by tomorrow, and you with someone. You might say, I want to get up with them. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, yeah, that's the same example that they give you, like, in the Bible with the Garden of Eve. You remember Eve bit into the apple because the devil presented the apple. She couldn't get past her senses. You know, she saw the apple. It looked good, you know, and things like that. And and as far as, like, women, like you're saying, women, they lie to themselves. I think it's a subconscious thing. I mean, a lot of them, like, they don't know what a good man is. You know, they think a man's supposed to be how, you know, they what they see on TV. You know,
exactly.
Like they see, you know, like BET promotes, you know, saying this thug, this thug, that this thug, this. They think they gonna have to have a thug, you know, saying to have a man to feel secure, which is
exactly.
Not really true. Thugs are insecure of themselves. That's why they act the way they do, to try to, you know what I'm saying, to block their true, you know what I'm saying, they true image, you know. So it's just like they is enticed by, you know, like, you know what I'm saying, fakeness. I mean, as far as like, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, jewelry, the tie with rims on it, you know what I'm saying, BMW, Mercedes, you know, and things like that. They feel secure with, when they have a man that has that kind of stuff.
Right, it reminds me, that's like living like that fairy tale they see a cartoon grew up on, like Cinderella, or what's the other car? You know, stuff like that. The girl live in La La Land, and the man with all this jewelry, you know, Prince Charming on the horse, got a kingdom, all this man. They look at all the material things.
Yeah, it is. The whole thing about this is that a lot of ladies out here are sitting there, and they get float that idea because it's being manufactured from TV as far as this is how the man should be. And we talked about this on my show before as far as what's going on with ideal guy or who it's supposed to be. They're being so lies, basically, from what media is saying. But the whole thing is that they don't want to be told the truth. It's just like if you put it as far as movies, some people watch the Matrix series. As far as Morpheus was saying, that a lot of people rather take, what was it, the blue pill and go back into make-believe land because they don't want to see what's really going on, is that everything around them is a facade. And that's what it is. And when it gets to the point as far as seeing the facade, they rather just jump off a cliff, basically, and a lot of ladies out there are into this. They say, well, I want to be lied to. But this lie can actually kill them. It could be a dude that says, well, he's fine and stuff, but he might got something. And then you didn't want to hear it. You're like, I don't want to hear that he got something. You still want to go into the lie. And the whole thing is that they get too into it. They get too involved before it's supposed to. It's like if you're in a car, you're in a straight drive, in my example here. If you're in a straight drive, driving a straight drive, actually, and you hit them gears too fast when you don't supposed to hit it like that, you're going to burn up the clutch, basically.
Right.
And
right.
A lot of ladies don't want to go with the flow as far as taking your time properly, so you won't burn up the clutch.
Right.
And they get attached. And some of the things that I have as far as warning signs, as far as what you're doing out there, ladies, if you're listening to the show, and you can call in, ladies. The number is 646-716-7911. But some of the things that y'all are doing that makes it kind of crazy is that this is that if a woman is cooking him breakfast probably within the first day or two, you rubbing his back or legs or feet or anything like that, you washing his clothes, he's not asking all these things. You're doing it. You made up his bed for him. And I hate to say this, I ain't trying to cuss or anything right now. I'm trying to keep it friendly going, you know. I'm trying to get everyone open. But if you're smelling his shit, basically, you in there, he in the bathroom, whatever, you smelling him like that, you're caught up in it, basically. And the thing is, you should ask yourself this, you know, with this person that you're messing with is doing this, would you basically, my whole thing is this, with this person that you're doing all this stuff for, will he do the same thing for you without any hesitation? Now, if he gives you hesitation, that should be a red flag. What you guys think about that?
Hello?
Hold on. I think something muted off. Hold on. Go ahead. I couldn't hear y'all. What y'all guys think about that?
Hello?
Mr. 910.
Yeah, sorry about that, man. My battery died. I had to go back to the car to get it back on the charger. That's my phone cut off. But what was y'all? Sorry about that.
Yeah.
What was the question again?
I was saying, basically, if a woman is doing all these personal things, they doing personal things as far as cooking and cleaning, even smelling this dude's personal stuff, you know what I'm saying, like you in the bathroom, smelling, you know, this stuff like that. Real close, really getting close before that time comes.
Uh-huh.
They should be asking themselves this. Would this guy do the same thing for them in a drop of a hat without any hesitation? And if he does not do it, that's a red flag. You're a man, and I'm a man. What's your thoughts about that?
I mean, you mean like if a woman doing all this for the guy, then he don't do it?
Yeah.
My thoughts on that is that, man, she, I don't know what to say, she ought to have common sense, you know, she needs, I guess, talk to that dude, you know, talk to him, what's his motives or anything like that, you know, maybe trying to use her or something.
Exactly. And the thing is, we're living in a world where people say, don't question things. Don't do this. Don't do that. And we're going to have a show talking about that. So it goes higher than relationships, folks. The guy that was talking on the end, I hate to digress for a second, but the guy on the other end of us talking, he is going to come in and do a show for us to talk about something very important, but we're going to keep going on with this. As far as like Mr. 910 say, he says this, basically. Look, you should question that person's motives. If you can't question the person's motives, then you shouldn't be with a person. No, you should be able to have the right to question each other. I ain't saying that you need to interrogate someone, but don't see where, don't question me, just do this. I don't think that's cool. I think you should be able to question anything that you can question. You know what I mean?
Right, because that dude could be playing her. Like, he can be like, man, telling his boys, yeah, I got this girl, man, she ain't right in the head. I can go over there. She do everything for me. She cook, clean. I don't got to do nothing. She pay my bills for me. You know, like you said, we need to ask him because he could be using, you know what I'm saying?
And I think it's like Satan kind of reversed the role here because, you know, like God is all, like, wanted the man, you know what I'm saying, head of the household because a man can use his mind, you know what I'm saying, over flesh more so than a female can use their mind over their flesh because they're emotional creatures. So I think that, you know what I'm saying, Satan kind of reversed the role, like in this world or whatever, with these females, like, you know, like now it's like the females the head of, like, the man, you know, especially, like, in the African-American community, you know, because the system has just been designed to, you know what I'm saying, to set us up that way. And so that's why I think, you know, we have, like, difficulties in the African-American community, you know, like, as far as relationships and family-wise.
So. Yeah, that's true right there. A lot of people want to oversee it. And it's the whole thing, like, he falls back on as far as African-American communities, as far as what we're seeing on TV is what they're telling us. Like, Tariq Nasheed was saying on his last Mac Lessons radio show, he was just pointing out that they got about six stereotypes of African-American males, and they got two stereotypes of African-American females. And I'm not going to, you know, go on to and talk about his show more and more. You just go look him up, Tariq Nasheed. MacLessonsRadio.com, but as far as it goes, it's these stereotypes that's preventing people from getting out there and really finding out what they really want. It's that they're saying if you do these things that's falling out, well, if you don't do the things that fall in this box, you're in trouble because you're abnormal, basically. Like the guys we got on the phone right now, we don't do none of the things that that would stop us from hindering us from telling the truth, because we got to tell the truth. It is not in our nature just to be like, well, let's be liars. Let's just manipulate females. Because after, you know, in the long run, that's going to burn you. And a lot of guys know that, but they fail to, they don't really take their consequences in hand. But a lot of ladies know that some of these guys are lying too, but they'd rather be sold into a lie. They'd rather take the blue pill
right
and to stay and make believe land.
He loves me, baby.
Yeah. The whole thing is that we need to get off of that nonsense right there. And ladies, for you, you have to get off of that as well, too, because the whole thing is if you're getting messed up, if you're getting screwed out of the whole situation that we're talking about, it's not going to help you out. Now, they're saying that you got love, right? Everyone knows what love is supposedly, you know, on this phone here. They're saying that they want love, right? But they're getting unrequited love. Basically, that means that I love you, but you don't love me. But I'm going to keep loving you harder so you'll make me love that make you love me, you know? Kind of stupid, in my opinion. But you don't want to have that situation happen to you, you know what I mean? Because if God don't love you, don't try to do extra things to say, well, he'll love me more. Because that might just make him feel like, dang, you're clingy. Because I hear a lot of guys say, I don't want to be around a female that's clingy, you know. Be yourself, you know. But don't push yourself where you're saying, well, I want to be in love, and I'm going to make him love me like that. What's your ideas, guys? What's your thoughts about that?
Man, basically, if she out there, you know. What? Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, the guy don't love her, like you said.
Come on, dude.
Like, she, like I said earlier, she needs to leave him, you know. It's going to hurt and stuff, but sometimes you need to let go because it ain't no good for you. Long run, it's going to hurt you and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the whole thing is, a lot of females are trying to say that they want basically, what is it called? Constant drama. And the whole thing, I think it goes back to what the other guy was saying. I won't say his name. We got to give him a call sign. But what the other guy was saying, along with Mr. Owen Zero, is that they don't know better. They've been sold a lie. Mom, dad is. Well, not dead, but mom has probably told the daughter or the child or whatever is that keep on, you know, shut up, girl. She's got a good opportunity. I know it's one movie in, what was it? It was a Madea movie that came out. The guy was rich and stuff. He had a lot of money, and he was treating a woman wrong. I think it was the second one. The second one that came out.
Dang, what's that? I can't remember it. I know what you're talking about, though, yeah.
And he was abusing her, and she was telling the mom, and mom was like, shut up, girl. He's got a lot of money. So that was the excuse to be, you know, like, I don't want to hear it, you know? Because the mom was in love with him, too, in a way, but the only thing was she was older, and it wasn't going to look right. You know, that wasn't going to get played across the whole family, you know?
Hey, go ahead. You know, in the end, like you said, a girl looking to all these dudes, got all this material thing, money and stuff, but dude treating her bad. But, you know, in the end, she didn't find the dude. He didn't have a lot, but, you know, he treated her right. He loves her for who she is, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
For real life, make it be a dude, girl looking for a dude, got all the nice cars, all the money and stuff. But really, man, it's a guy, you know, who working his, you know, a 9-to-5 job, not make that much. Man, he'll treat a woman right, love her, you know what I'm saying? And treat a woman right how a woman ought to be treated.
Exactly. There shouldn't be constant drama and signs of disrespect either. Now, that's not a good look when you're trying to do something serious in a relationship. It's serious. You see a lot of people sit there and play around in relationships, but if you're going to get in a relationship, it's serious. Just like a heart attack, it's serious.
And
if you
want
to play around, don't get in a relationship. Just date out. Just say, I'm dating. Don't get in a relationship. What was your thoughts?
One thing I learned, like, if he or she, you know, they're with a person relationship, they're not serious about the other person serious, and, you know, they find out, you know, you're breaking that person's heart, you can mess it up for her because she might treat somebody else bad or something, you know, because they might think, well, this might be playing me, because the other guy playing us, you know. Some people mess it up for other people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because women will take baggage. I hate to say that. Women are emotional creatures, and they will take the baggage with them into the next relationship, which is not good. Because in a relationship, it's got to be serious because you just don't take control of the situation in a relationship as far as making sure checks and balances are taken care of. You're going to have some issues that are going to keep rising where they're not going to be able to be solved if they're left unchecked. And a lot of guys sit there and let that happen. But, I mean, I know this was going to be a short show tonight. We're going to make sure we have everything going situated for the next show here. I mean, everything was situated tonight here. But I'd like to thank Mr. 910 and the guest that called in as well, too. They stated, you know, what was going on. Because today, we're going to start making more things more serious, not only on the show, but as far as everyday life goes. You can get this show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/MB_truth. And you can go to iTunes by just typing in Nothing But The Truth. But I thank all my hosts and guests coming into the show right here, chatting with me. talking to me about this issue. I know that we're going to come back next week. It's going to be a longer show, but I do want to let people know about the show that will be coming out in a few weeks. The guy that was calling in earlier that was talking, we're going to do a show about the New World Order. That's going to be a very serious conversation show right there. We're going to have some guests come in. We're going to talk to some authors or whatnot. We're going to make sure that's going to be a double-packed show. It's going to come out probably about 4 to 5 weeks. We're making sure that's going to be a long show. It's going to probably be a close to an hour, 30 minutes to a two-hour show because we're bringing all our facts and getting all the materials situated so that way when we do the show, there's not going to be no sugarcoating it. We didn't sugarcoat nothing tonight, but as far as a lot of people listening, it's this short and straight to the point as far as what was going to go on in a relationship. But y'all need to know the truth to it because this leads on to other things as far as what the guys were saying. They were stating basically these stereotypes that you see on TV, they're set for a reason. And people behind the things, behind the scenes, are setting them up. They want people to fail. I don't want y'all to be failures in your life. I want people to rise above what expectations that people set for you. You shouldn't have a man set your expectations. Only God should be able to be the one to do that. But the whole thing is that people out there are trying to belittle people.
I know.
And it's using people inside of relationships to belittle people. But go ahead.
I want to say, man, like this for man and woman. There ain't no woman can complete you. There's no man can complete you. Only God can complete you. Because men and women, we are sinners. We're not, you know, we're not perfect. We're going to mess up in life. You know, only God can complete you. If you're looking for a relationship, somebody serious, you know, one, you know, you got to keep God first. And then one, take your time. Don't be rushing and pressuring, you know, because the guy got this and that. Just take your time with it. Take it easy in life, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. Take your time. A lot of people saying you got to get married. And you got people getting brainwashed by this stuff. And we're going to talk about movies that relate to that stuff that the New World Order is coming in a few weeks. There's a number of shows that me and Mr. 910 and that guest have basically looked at. And it shows little hints and little signs that we talked about. But the whole thing is that I want y'all to stay informed and stay educated and don't let people distract you from your true meaning in life.
Yeah.
Now, the next show, go ahead.
Yeah, next show you talking about New Order. I suggest that you know everybody listen in, and open up their eyes. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world we don't know about. We need to listen to it. Stuff going on in the church, everywhere, basically in the whole world. You know, we all need to open our eyes, man. The signs are out there. It's out there.
Exactly, exactly. But next week, folks, I want you to come in and join us as we talk about the dumbing down of the youth. This is going to build on all the way up to New World Order that we're talking about. The dumbing down of youth. Doesn't it seem like the youth are getting more dumb by the hour? Listen to some of the theories on how this happened and why it's still going on. And I might bring back that guest that was calling in because we're going to lead this all the way up to that show that's coming out soon because it's got to come out soon because I'm tired of people doing stupid things and they're being set to do stupid things. It's not that someone wakes up and says, I want to do something stupid today. It's that people have been lied to over the time, not only in relationships, but the whole thing. But I don't want to put too much stock into it tonight because I want to save something for next week. So until then, I thank you for tuning into the show, and I hope that you enjoy, and God bless.